CNN Radio News.
The man behind that now famous but frightening image, the photograph of a hostage with a gun to his head, was born 38 years ago in Princeton, New Jersey. Daniel Pearl, a bright young man, graduated Stanford University with a degree in communications. Journalism was his calling. He returned to the Northeast to begin his career.
He was such a sharp kid that you knew he was going places.
He joined the Berkshire Eagle in Massachusetts in 1988. Won an award for a story the following year.
The way he interviewed people and the way he wrote stories made it clear that he was destined for the big leagues.
And the big leagues it was. The Wall Street Journal hired him in 1990, and for the last decade, he's seen the world. He was first headquartered in Atlanta, then Washington, then overseas to London, then to Paris, where he met his wife, Marianne.
We are two people who met and fell in love because we have the same ideal, you know, and all my life, all his life, and our life together is just a big effort to try to create dialogue between civilization.
His next stop was the Indian city of Mumbai, better known as Bombay. He arrived there in December of 2000, and his most recent articles for the journal dealt with the increasing tensions between India and Pakistan. He was in Karachi working on a story on the Islamic militant underground when he was kidnapped on January 23rd. Initially, his captors claimed he was an agent for the CIA.
Mr. Pearl is a respected journalist. He has no connection with our government.
Later, his captors claimed Pearl worked for Mossad, the Israeli intelligence agency. His colleagues at the Wall Street Journal called the charges unfounded. Pearl, they said, is a top-flight journalist, nothing more.
This is a man who lives for three things. He lives for covering stories accurately. He lives for his wife. They have a wonderful relationship. And he lives for his unborn child.
His wife is 6 months pregnant with their first child. Brian Cabell, CNN.